Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to talk about them canceling the election. Someone's concerned that local doesn't help us if they declare civil war. Someone thinks Trump should do more local news stuff. Somebody left his church, all that, so much more coming up still on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this one quickly. The guy said, I never miss your show. I always DVR it. It's a really nice email. And the guy said, my question is, if Kamala is appointed as president, pause on that. There are rumors now floating around DC that she might, meaning there are rumors that Joe Biden is going to resign, let Kamala take over as president. Look, it's just a rumor right now. Why? For the honeymoon poll bump. You saw how the polls were disastrous for the Democrats, for Joe Biden, before he dropped out. And then, boom, Harris gets in, and now the polls are neck and neck, or Trump's only slightly up, or she's only slightly up, depending on which one you were looking at. There are a lot of reasons for that. The propaganda campaign, they got rid of the thing that really made people mad. That was Joe Biden. So even though she sucks, the thing that was making people mad left. So that there's that aspect of it. But there's also simply the honeymoon phase. You want to hear something strange? I've always found this to be so strange, but it's true. It happens all the time. Do you know that there's such thing as a convention bump? Have you ever heard that term? A convention bump. In an election year, the Republicans will have a convention. You know, we just had ours. Democrats will have a convention. And you know what a convention is. I went to it. It's a bunch of Republicans gathering. This time it was in Milwaukee. Big event, bunch of speeches, concerts, food. I did my show from there. But it's just a bunch of us talking to each other, right? I realize they air some speeches on TV, but it's just we're talking to people who already agree with us for the most part. We're talking to each other. Candidates get a bump in the polls after a convention. Doesn't necessarily last, but a convention bump is real. Well, after the Democrats have their convention, Harris will get a temporary bump in the polls. It goes that way every time. Anyway, Harris, one of the reasons she started polling neck and neck with Trump is the honeymoon bump, the honeymoon phase. She's new. She's a fresh face. I mean, she's not Joe Biden when I say fresh face. It's not like she's new, but she's not Joe Biden. People get excited. I'm going to look into this. She gets a bump. We're starting to see that bump fade a bit now. Again, I'm not making an election prediction. I'm really not going to, because who knows what kind of shady crap these people are going to pull. But if you're looking at it right now, you would much rather be Trump than Harris when it comes to how they're polling in the swing states. You'd rather be Trump than Harris as of right now. But she's really tapering off. The rumor is, just a rumor, I want to emphasize that, just a rumor. The rumor is that Joe Biden might resign. She takes over as president of the United States of America And that would give her another bump in the polls. Now she's President Harris. I know it's evil, it's dirty, it's wrong, it's crazy, but this is how these things work. Remember, we are 3 months away. We're really 1 month away. People start voting in September. Election season isn't coming. It's here. So they're going to pull out every dirty trick. They're going to coalition build as much as humanly possible right now. You're going to see friends you don't like right now because it's just gather everyone in the tent. Every vote's going to matter. Everything you do is going to matter. Anyway, back to the guy's question. He says, what if they appoint Harris and then war is declared? Will there even be an election? I get these a lot. Are they going to cancel the election? They're not going to cancel the election. All right? They're not going to cancel the election. They may steal an election. I admit that. They may cheat. But they're not going to cancel an election. That is not something that has really ever been done in this country. In World War II, think about how big and important World War II was. Think of the stakes in World War II. And think of the American investment and lives and money and so many things that came with World War II. The world was, look, hindsight's 2020. We look back at World War II fondly because we won. We could have lost. We could have, imagine that. If we had lost and still there was an election every time. When the Civil War, was happening? The country was split in two and Americans were shooting each other in the face in droves. An election happening. The election is happening. That's not the kind of thing they would pull, all right? Because you can't. If you get to the point where you cancel elections, then you do get a civil war type. And I need to explain something about that because I'm actually going to talk about this Jamie Raskin comments and legal and local. How does that help us? But I'm going to explain something to you again. These people are afraid of you. They're deathly, deathly afraid of you. You know, when you think about a place like Washington, D.C., you think about all those Secret Service agents, all those cops, all those guns. Surely they have troops standing by. So you think about it being a very well-armed, protected place for the important people, right? The presidents and senators and vice presidents and things like that. Do you know how quickly an armed population like ours could overrun all of that if we ever wanted to? I'm glad we don't. Please don't do that. But do you understand how easy it would be? And I know, well, they have fighter jets. No, you don't understand. And that wonderful Napoleon saying, I love this saying, quantity has a quality all its own. It's one of my favorite sayings. There are tens of millions of Americans armed to the teeth with ammo coming out of their ears. The American population would brush aside all of those people in D.C. like that. And the people in D.C. know this. They are aware of this. Why do you think one of the reasons they went after the January 6 people so hard after that really minor riot, a slightly spicy riot, it was really a minor disturbance. Why do you think they're still rounding them up? 1,500 to this day, they're still tracking them down. It's a laundry list of reasons. One, they want to make you into an enemy of the state and justify spying on you. And all those things are true. But another reason is that day really, really frightened them badly. They woke up, they looked up, and all of a sudden, Americans were storming the Capitol. Americans were sitting behind Nancy Pelosi's desk. Now wrap your mind around this. Those were unarmed, peaceful people. What does that look like if that's 20,000 people armed to the teeth? That day frightened D.C. to their core. And the reason the response to that day, one of the reasons the response to that day has been so over the top is those people were made to be afraid and they don't want it to ever happen again. And they're trying to intimidate Americans to the point where they'll never even consider doing something like that ever again in their lives. January 6th brought home what I just told you. If the American people ever truly did rise up, and you should really, really not want this. I know it sounds lovely, but it's bloody and horrible and it's awful. But if the American people ever did decide enough is enough and they decided to rise up, they would sweep all those guns in D.C. aside like it's nothing. There's nothing they could do to stop it. Nothing. Again, please don't do that. Not encouraging it. And it's the last thing in the world I want. The last thing in the world you should ever want is to have to fight your fellow countrymen, to have to fight on your own soil, because that involves your wives, your children, your church, your school. It involves your streets. It's personal and it's ugly and it's awful. You should never, ever, ever cheer for that. But if that day ever did come, it would be nothing. The American people would simply storm into D.C. and sweep them all out. And of course, that would be ugly, but sounds better than it is. Anyway, along those lines, someone has a question. Hey, Jesse, you say legal and local. But Jamie Raskin is on video saying Congress will invoke the 14th Amendment if Trump is elected. How do we not fall into a civil war when the communists employ tactics like this? How do we stay legal and local if our government has turned tyrannical? His name is Ken. Let's talk about that. Before we do, let's talk about hard assets, the things that stand the test of time. You know, I read, and not to brag, but I read. What, Chris? I read. But you read these old families, you know, the Rockefeller families, the Vanderbilt families, and English families, families everywhere. And one of the things that has struck me so hard is how acquiring property, it's just built into the family. It's something they all do. I want to buy another house. I need a piece of land here. They'll just buy stuff they don't even intend to use. Why? Because that stuff stands the test of time. You need to get in on that. No, you're not the royal family. Neither am I. So what do normal people do? Done for you real estate. That's what normal people do. Done for you real estate is for normal people just like you. I'm just a teacher. I can't. No, no, no. That's who they're for. It's not for billionaires. It's for you. They'll find you the properties. They'll get you the financing. They'll handle the rental process. You begin acquiring properties. What if you could pass 5 rental homes down to your children one day? Done For You Real Estate has done that and more. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out what they can do. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and that's Dr. Jesse Friday. Oh, the weekend is here, and you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. You ready for this? I had a buffalo chicken grilled cheese sandwich last night. It was, oh, Chris, it was fantastic. It was so fantastic. The chicken was just the right amount of juicy. Oh, my gosh. I can't stop thinking about it. It's been on my mind now for 24 hours. I might have to go back today. Anyway, let's talk about civil war. The guy says, Jesse, how do we say, or you say legal and local, but Jamie Raskin is on video saying Congress will invoke the 14th Amendment if Trump is elected. How do we not fall into civil war when they employ tactics like this? How do we stay legal and local if our government is turned tyrannical? And remember, this is what Jamie Raskin said.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress, so it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices.
That's pretty clear, isn't it? That's very, very clear. Okay, so what good does legal and local do if the government is turned tyrannical? I'm going to be very, very honest with you here. I speak against violence and against this civil war stuff because I don't want to see anyone get hurt. And because I've read enough to know how awful civil wars are. They are personal. It's not fought in some far-off land. It's not in Iraq or Afghanistan, in Africa somewhere. It's in your town. You are experiencing it. I speak about this a long, long, long time. But I've been speaking about this for a long time. But I don't know that the day will never come. I can't sit here and tell you that. Communists don't know how to control themselves. They don't know how to stop. I don't know that they'll be able to stop. I don't know that we will be strong enough to stop them before it gets to that point, because there's nothing they won't do. The communist has proven that over and over and over again. They tried to throw Trump in prison in an election year. This stuff has been happening, so we're kind of like we're going through that slow frog boil thing where we're already in the water and the heat's getting turned up, but we don't jump out. Let's just marinate on that for a moment. They just made up some charges in multiple different jurisdictions and tried to throw Donald Trump in prison so he couldn't win an election. That's not something that could be happening in the future. That's not something that might happen. They did it this year. This year, they tried to throw their political opponent in prison. And I'm just trying to drive home the fact that there's no line these people won't cross. And I'm not here to tell you that the day will never come where we have to fight some horrible freaking civil war. I'm not telling you that. But what I am telling you is we are a million miles away from that. We have a million solutions that are better than that. And yes, I know the government is evil and turning tyrannical, and I know about the Cheka. I understand all these things. But we have a million different battles we can fight and win, and we're not fighting those peacefully. What makes you think the American people even have it in them to fight some kind of a civil war? We can't be bothered to show up in a primary. We can't be bothered to get off the couch on a Saturday in Texas and go vote for the city council race. And you what? You think those same people who can't be bothered to go vote out Don Bacon in a primary in Nebraska, they can't vote out Low T Langford in Oklahoma? They're what? Gonna throw on a flak jacket and an 80-pound ruck and march on D.C.? Get out of here with that crap. I haven't seen any kind of that motivation at all in this country. But I understand why you feel that way. You know, you're angry. You realize what's going on. You want something done. You want it fixed. I get it. But this country ain't ready at all. And I'm glad we're not there. What I want is people to fight legally and locally so that day, that horrible day, never comes. I hope that day never comes. And I really pray to God my kids don't have to see it. Not worried about me. I really don't want that for my sons. I really don't want my sons to live in a communist dictatorship. I don't want them to have to live through civil war. I don't want them to have to live through the blood and the misery and the sadness. That's really honestly what hits me when I think about war. It's so sad. You lose people. And they're never coming back again, and it hurts. And so, yeah. Anyway. How does legal and local help us, though? That was really the gist of it. How does legal and local help us if the federal government turns tyrannical? Well, that's a very good question, and let's talk about it. Before we talk about it, let's talk about another thing that's happening nationally that's a disaster. Testosterone levels. Testosterone levels are in free fall. America has lost half of its testosterone in the last 50 years. Did you know that? 50 years, we've lost 50% of our T levels. We can't make it like this. We can't. Maybe that's why people can't get off the couch and go vote. Chuck does natural herbal supplements. One of the things they have is a stack, a male vitality stack. They have female vitality stacks too. Stop putting needles in your arm, gentlemen. Stop ignoring the testosterone problem. Take a male vitality stack from Chalk in 90 days, 20% increase in your T levels. You won't need to take my word for it. You won't need to take their word for it. You will feel it. You will know it. You will feel so good. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, about to talk legal and local. First, though, Michael, I've left my coffee on the coffee machine. Can you bring me my coffee? I should have gotten that. That's my fault. It's sitting there getting cold. I don't want to wait another 10 minutes. Cold coffee sucks, and then I have to nuke it. And anyway, back to legal and local, what we were talking about. So what good does legal and local do if the government turns tyrannical? Michael, you don't have to crawl into here. You can just hand me the coffee. It's very bizarre. Anyway, legal and local. I want you to think about your community like a fort, like a fortification. Okay? That's how I think about mine. I think about my town and my state as a castle, a fort, a place of safety where I can go because I live in a red state, red county, red city. What I want for me, this is just how I look at it. If the federal government, let's say it goes full-blown North Korea, because you know that's what these dirty commies would want. The civil war, all the crazy stuff. I want as many layers, government layers, layers of authority between me and them as humanly possible. For instance, let's take this to a major extreme. All right, let's take this to a place that communists would do. Let's say, you know what, we'll keep it about me. Let's say any one of the various things I say on the air offends the communists to the point they decide they're going to send the Cheka after me to arrest me. They're going to arrest me because I called Kamala Harris dome. They're going to show up and arrest me for that. Okay. What I envision in the future and what you should envision and what we should go after, I envision my county sheriff, local police department saying no. You know, right now we have a system in place, a terrible system in place where local law enforcement agencies work with the FBI. Almost always the FBI is working with local law enforcement. That shouldn't happen anymore. The FBI is evil. The FBI is a secret state police agency.
local law enforcement should refuse to work with the FBI, and I'll take it a step further. When people are being unjustly persecuted and prosecuted by the FBI, local law enforcement should stop them. And I mean physically stop them. No, FBI, you cannot arrest Jesse. In fact, if you come into my county, if you come into my town, we will arrest you. That's how it should work. And that's honestly, that's not crazy. That's how the founders envisioned this United States of America, this state system. The states are really their own country and were always thought of as being their own country. Now, we came together to form a federal government because we figured out you need a federal government to do things like have the same currency. You know, Texas needs to have the same currency as Tennessee, as Montana. You need the federal government for that. You need the federal government if you're going to fight a war, to raise an army. You know, you need the federal government for a few things. But otherwise, the authority rested with the states. We act as if the states are supposed to bow down and grovel to the federal government. That is not how it was supposed to go at all. You go legal and local because, God forbid, the government does go completely crazy and tyrannical. You want as many layers of authority between you and them. In the end, you fight for your community, you take back your community, you take back your sheriff's office, your school board, your city council, you will have more layers of protection than you did before. Look, I'll actually give you a great example in my town. Now, this is not protection from the government, but we, of course, get death threats. It's normal. I'm not complaining. That's cost of doing business. Commies are violent people. They can't help themselves. They're always typing, I'm going to come kill you, blah, 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 blah. Well, I know the cops. I know all the local cops in my town, and they know me. They know where I live, and it's a phone call for me. In fact, I have many of their cell numbers. It's a text message, and boom, I'm automatically on armed patrol. There's a patrol car around my house. I've asked more than once, and it happens immediately. We'll be right over. The last time I asked, in less than 5 minutes, I had two uniformed police officers on my front porch coming in, finding out the situation, boom, armed patrol, like that. What, Chris? Yeah, of course I give them food. I send them pizzas and all kinds of stuff. Of course I give them food. You should buy your local cops some pizza if they're good cops. I mean, there are bad cops, obviously, but you should send some pizzas to the local police department every now and then. You really should. Just out of, honestly, not for protection, just out of a common courtesy. Plus, cops always love to eat. I love to eat. Anyway. That's why. Let's move on. Dear Straight Jacket Cheeseburger Oracle, I always do my best to tithe in church, and I know it is a blessing from God to always do so. In recent years, I've become more and more frustrated with my church and churches in general that have become soft and fold to the system. So much, I left the church. I'm a non-denominational Bible-based Christian. I do my best to follow God's word. I believe tithing is important. So instead of a collection plate, I tithe to real churches like Preborn and others. My question is, why won't churches across our nation stand strong and push the congregation to the truth of our country? It's a massive platform and a big number of folks can be reached every Sunday. Not sure of the numbers, but it could change everything if the churches would preach the truth rather than pandering to the dollar. What say you? All right, this is a complicated answer, and I'm by no means the church expert, so I don't want to act like I am. But here's something we have to think about. Remember this. Remember, churches, they're important. You want them. You want a lot of them. But they are filled with men. Fallible men with flaws, men with sins, men who do things wrong, that just like you, just like me, we're all that way, right? We're all flesh and blood. And when you start a church, you get it going, churches need that tithing money to come in. They need the tithing money to come in to pay the bills, pay the mortgage, pay the pastor, do the this, do the that. They do. They need the congregation to tithe to give. And they make a tremendous mistake, happens often, they make a tremendous mistake in that they start to try to put their faith in that instead of in God. And the second you start looking at your money, the second it becomes about money, then what you'll do is you'll water down that message. Hey, I was gonna give a message this Sunday about what the Bible says about women in church leadership and how they're supposed to be silent in church and how the Bible's very, very clear about who elders should be. But, oh, think how many women will be offended if I actually read that passage from the New Testament. You know what? We can't do that. The tithing money will go down. Why don't we just give the 97th sermon about turning the other cheek? How's that sound, guys? That won't be offensive to everybody. And then we'll talk about love a couple times. Love, 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 love. Turn the other cheek. Nobody's offended. Tithe money rolling in, and we're on the gravy train. That's a huge, huge part of it. Focusing on the bank account instead of focusing on telling people even uncomfortable truths. There are churches across the country, they won't say marriage is between a man and a woman. They won't. It couldn't be clearer. Black and white couldn't possibly be clearer. They're afraid. Well, what if someone in the congregation's gay, or what if his brother's gay? I don't want to offend him. I can't do. The second you take your eyes off the truth and your eyes rest on your bank account, your checking account, you're finished. That's it. That's it. It's a big part of it. Now, I will say to you, go find a new one. They're not all like that. There are some amazing ones out there, some really, really great ones out there. Look, I'm still searching myself, right? We're always looking. But there are great ones out there. There are. They exist. There are some bad ones. There are some great ones. All right, let's get back to politics here. Someone thinks Trump should do more local news. Someone wants to talk a little more Harris Walls, many, many other things. Before I get to that, I want to get to your dog, my dog. We want our dogs to live long, do we not? We want them to live long and be there jumping up on us the second we get home. The boys came home today. And Fred lost his mind because his buddies were home. And they lost their mind immediately. The dog got greeted 5 minutes before I did. They're rolling around on the ground with the dog. Fred! How amazing is that? That's why we pour Rough Greens on Fred's food. Because it's going to make him live longer and healthier. We've seen so many differences with Fred since we started giving it to him. Mainly his digestive issues, which he had all the time, went away. And he used to get ear infections all the time. He doesn't get those anymore. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You hear Grandma Vodka going at it with the reporter?
There have been reports that it was Nancy Pelosi who orchestrated a coordinated effort to squeeze President Biden to drop out.
Please tell us what you told President Biden to persuade him to step aside.
Well, I've never shared any conversations with a president of the United States public.
She just doesn't sound good anymore. You know she's still got it because she's still knifing everyone in the back and in the ribs in D.C. But man, she just man.
Whether it's well, it's the first bill to protect our bill. Shots in the
gosh. Anyway, Jesse, do you think the Trump campaign should accept interviews with local news channels in cities where he does rallies instead of focusing on ABC, CBS, NBC, be interviewed by the local affiliate? These affiliate channels are rebroadcast across the state. They don't have combative reporters. Seems like Trump would benefit. Rural voters watch the local news, not so much the national news. It's really not a bad point. But when you're Trump right now, when you're in the heat of the campaign, you have to maximize every minute of your day. Even the rallies he does. You notice where they are? They're all in swing states now. Now, would Trump love to roll into California and do a rally? Of course he would. He'd pack the house in California. He can't afford to waste half a day flying to California, which is in the bag for Harris. He can't waste half a day flying to California to do a rally. He can't. Same with Texas. Look, would Trump pack the house? He's packed the house in Texas. I've been to a Trump rally in Texas before, filled the place. But now, August, he doesn't have time to come there. He only has so many hours in a day. He's only one human being. Even with J.D. Vance carrying some of that load, he has to maximize it. Look, he has to be on only the biggest shows. That's the way they would look at it. I don't disagree. If he had enough time, do the local news. But Trump can't carve out 30 minutes for a local news affiliate in Omaha. You know, Omaha's a great city. It's a big city. But he can't carve out 30 minutes and speak to, what, 10,000 people, 50,000 people, whoever's watching the news at that point. He can't carve out 30 minutes and talk to 50,000 people when he should be carving out 30 minutes and talking to a million people on something bigger. It all has to be a numbers game. And you know, people don't like that, and I understand that, because it sounds kind of, almost sounds kind of snooty, almost sounds kind of elitist, or you're not good enough, or something like that. But really, it's just, it's a matter of time. Look, I'll tell you this. I just got an invitation to speak at a grassroots group. They wanted me to come out and speak there. And honestly, if it was right next door, I would. It's not right next door. It involves flying. It involves everything. And between the radio show and my TV show, remember I do a TV show every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time? It would involve canceling those, moving things around. It's not that I wouldn't want to go speak, but I have to say, I can't come. It's not something I can do. I don't have enough time in the day. Oh, speaking of Trump, this lady says, Dr. Kelly, I'm in Georgia, and I've been seeing people that are so upset that Trump made a post criticizing Kemp and his wife for saying they're not going to support Trump or help him win in Georgia. Why do these people not understand that they need to eliminate their emotions when it comes to elections? All I hear them saying is they're not going to vote for Trump because he said this and so on and so forth. Okay, all right. What's wrong with these people, she said. Okay, first, I'm probably not the one to ask because I hate emotions. I find them to be a nuisance. They get in the way too often. I've said that to people multiple times about multiple things. What's with your emotions? They're clouding your judgment. Put that away. However, let's have a discussion about that. People are emotional creatures. You know, I could tell my wife till she's blue in the face not to be emotional about the cute animal she saw on TV just now, but it doesn't matter how many times I say it. Animals create an emotional response in her. Trump blasted Kemp. He went public with a post. He hates Kemp. You know, Kemp hates him too. Trump very much blames Kemp for that 2020 election. He thinks the election was stolen in Georgia. Remember how close Georgia was? He thinks Kemp dropped the ball there, didn't do this, didn't do that. So these two men, they hate each other. They can't stand each other. Okay, that's fine. I don't care that they're friends. What I said was, at this point in the campaign, remember, it's August, what is it, August 9th. At this point in the campaign, Trump can't afford to lose votes. We were just talking about time management. Everything has to be about gaining votes right now. Every single thing has to be about coalition building and gaining votes. All of it has to be. Everything does. If he hates Brian Kemp's guts, I don't care. I don't know Brian Kemp. Doesn't bother me. I don't care if he has a dartboard with Brian Kemp's face on it and throws darts at it every night before bed. None of that matters to me. I don't care if they hate each other. To blast Brian Kemp publicly at this point in time, you can argue how much it hurts. But what you absolutely positively cannot do under any circumstances is argue that it helps. How many votes were gained by that long post blasting Kemp and his wife? How many votes were gained? Zero. Zero. Not one single undecided voter, not one single swing voter in a swing state looked at that post and said, huh, nice, I'm voting Trump. I like that. Nobody did. So if it doesn't gain you votes, no matter what it is, you don't do it at this point in time. And partially because of the reasons you just laid out here, people get emotional about it. If you're in Georgia, a critical swing state, you got to have every vote there. It was super close last time. This is something you win. Brian Kemp, he's popular in the state of Georgia. He gets elected easily every time. There's no need for that. But it is what it is. All right, we're moving on. Let's get back to Harris, Walz, and other things. First, let's get to pain. Your pain. My pain, the daily pain. It's the daily nagging pain that drags your life down. You know, no one likes to stub their toe. That's no fun. I stub mine all the time because I have big feet, but it doesn't ruin my day. It ruins 5 minutes. It's that nagging back pain that won't frigging leave you. That's what bothers you. That's what brings you down. That's what hurts your sleep. That's what hurts you at work. That's the neck pain, the muscle pain. Have you tried Relief Factor yet? Relief Factor is developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. Fight pain naturally. Don't mask it and don't ignore it. Deal with it. Relief Factor. Take it every day for 3 weeks and tell me how your pain is. You might just find it's gone. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We have an hour left. Hang on.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.